I preferred wisdom before kingdoms and thrones. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast of Saint Robert Bellarmine, and he is also the secondary patron of the Archdiocese of Cincinnati. And Saint Robert was one of those great theologians of the 16th century who took as their job and task to defend the good Catholic doctrine against the so-called reformers who were wanting to depose all the good things which God has established in his church, that is holy tradition, the Holy Father, the Pope, and the hierarchy of the church, the pastors of the church, the bishops. And it's good to realize in proportion that even though this movement took and stole many souls from the church in Europe, it was hardly a success in when we see that while this work was going on, all the great missionary orders, like the Jesuits, were gaining more and more souls for the Holy Catholic Church in other countries, like in South America and in Asia. Saint Robert Bellarmine belonged to the new and great missionary society, the Society of Jesus, that is, the Jesuits. One of the other great saints of that order was Saint Francis Xavier, who with his own hands baptized in Asia 1,200,000 pagans. And in fact, Saint Francis Xavier alone won to the church more souls than had ever been taken from her when you combine all the false teachers together from the time of early church all the way until 16th century. And when someone comes from the Protestant family, as I am, he always finds a special glimpse, so to speak, in the liturgy of the church and about the prayers which pray for the conversion of all those who still wander in error. And today's collect, if you have your missals, says about Saint Robert Bellarmine, that God blessed him with wondrous learning and virtue, that he might break the snares of errors and defend the apostolic see. And the collect also pleads God to grant us by his merits and intercession that we may grow in the love of truth, and that the hearts of those in error may return to the unity of thy church. That is so great and consoling prayer dedicated to this great saint, that he, even now as a saint of heaven, saint in heaven, prays and intercedes for all those people who still wander here on earth according to the errors and not those truths revealed by God. Saint Robert Bellarmine wanted from the childhood to join the Jesuits, but his father had other plans reserved to him. But with the support of his mother, he eventually entered to one of their schools and became a priest, a bishop, and a cardinal. But even when he became cardinal and as a prince of the church, Saint Robert lived on garlic and bread and fasted 3 times a week and limited his household and expenses to what was barely essential. Children, not only was Saint Robert a great theologian and opponent of errors, but he also left us very striking teaching that we, whatever our work is in this world, we do not work for the world, but we work for our Savior, Christ. One of his most beautiful texts is his little book named Art of Dying Well. And in that book, Saint Robert tells and teaches us how we should live our lives so that we constantly prepare ourselves for the heavenly kingdom and be very careful not to fall into traps and snares of the world. In that little booklet, he writes beautifully, "Here we are clearly told that the whole world will be condemned at the last day. But by the world is not meant heaven and earth, nor all those who live in it, but they only who love the world. The just and pious in whom reigns the love of God, not the concupiscence of the flesh, are indeed in the world, but not of the world." Dear children, this is the great teaching of the Gospel, basically, but the teaching which Saint Robert showed in his life. He, the great prince of a church, lived as the most humble servant of Lord Jesus, always searching which was first best for his soul, and then what is the best for the other souls. And the greatest gift you can give to people outside the faith, outside the church, is that you pray for them, and also that you know your religion and your catechism well, that you might be, if God should grant you that, instruct those who do not know our religion, and do that with the same fiery spirit as the saints did, and as Saint Robert Bellarmine did. Speaking well in this world is easy, but doing is another thing. There are so many different groups, individuals, who talk a lot about good things, but when they realize that they also need to do well, then the living by standards of faith becomes very difficult. The salvation path to salvation in itself is very easy, but because we have the thing which is called original sin, it makes sometimes executing the decisions very, very hard. And Saint Robert Bellarmine, even though he knew and wanted to do what was right, he also did the things pleasing to our Lord. He did penance. He gave good sermons, he told people what they need to do, and he studied and studied his faith so that he could explain to the whole world what it means to be Christian and what it means to be a disciple of our Lord in the world, but not of the world. He was truly a great doctor in a sense that he was, of course, very learned, but also in that he preferred wisdom, the revelation of God, better than all the worldly famousness and all the riches of the world to combine, as it says in the epistle, that he preferred wisdom before kingdoms and thrones. So children, today on the great feast of this great doctor, remember in your lives to stand firm in faith, and mortify also yourself by doing penance and always doing good and being good example to those people who don't know the faith. Because when you learn your faith, stand firm in it and always strive to do good, what is best and well for yourself and for other people, then the path of salvation is open for you, and the intercession of saints give you lots of courage and example. And as life of a Christian might be hard sometimes, but the greater the reward of our Almighty Father will be. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.